وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرُ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ.
And remember the time when Moses prayed for water for his people. And we said, strike the rock with thy rod. And there gushed forth from it 12 springs, so that every tribe knew their drinking place. And they were told, eat and drink of what Allah has provided, and commit not iniquity in the earth, creating disorder. Footnote 101. That at present there is no trace of the springs at that spot is nothing to be wondered at, because it is not yet definitely known in what particular region Moses performed his journey. Moreover, it is a matter of common experience that springs sometimes cease to flow and their mouths become closed abruptly in the mountains. The event referred to here occurred thousands of years ago, and it is well known that sometimes a spring gushes forth, but soon the flow of water ceases and the spring runs dry. Often springs once flowing become so dry that no trace of them is left. Even as late as the end of the 15th century, 12 springs actually flowed at this place. The rock stands within the border of Arabia, and some of his, the Prophet's countrymen, must have seen it if he himself had not, as it is most probable he had. And in effect, he seems to be in the right. For one, who went into those parts in the end of the 15th century, tells us expressly that the water issued from 12 places of the rock, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. Al-Quran by Sale, page 8. Moreover, as there were 12 Israelite tribes with Moses, God must have caused to flow as many springs for them. One spring could not meet their needs, as their number was very large. According to the Bible, they were 600,000. Numbers 1, verse 46. The miracle of Moses on this occasion did not lie in bringing about something against the known laws of nature, but in the fact that God revealed to him the specific spot where water was just ready to flow on a blow with his rod. It is within the experience of geologists that sometimes water flows at a small depth underneath hillocks or rocks, and begins to gush forth the moment the rock is struck with something heavy or pointed. The words, idrib bi'asaka al-hajar, may also mean, go forth or hasten with thy community to the rock. Asa, metaphorically meaning a community, and idrib meaning go forth or hasten. They say, darab al-arda, or daraba fil ardi, i.e. he went forth or hastened in the land. Lane.
Verse 62. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مما تنبث الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
And remember when you said, O Moses, surely we will not remain content with one kind of food. Pray then to thy Lord for us that he may bring forth for us of what the earth grows, of its herbs and its cucumbers and its wheat and its lentils and its onions. He said, Would you take in exchange that which is worse for that which is better? Go down to some town, and there is for you what you ask. And they were smitten with abasement and destitution, and they incurred the wrath of Allah. That was because they rejected the signs of Allah and sought to slay the prophets unjustly. That was because they rebelled and transgressed. Footnote 102. Having lived for a long time in bondage and in a state of dependence, the Israelites had become cowardly and indolent. So God intended them to stay in the desert for some time and to live on game and wild herbs in order that they might shed their cowardice and indolence by living an independent life in the desert. Thus revitalized, they were to be led to the promised land and made rulers of Palestine. The Israelites, however, failed to understand the real purpose of God, or, having understood it, failed to appreciate it, and foolishly insisted upon living in a town. God wanted to prepare them for rule over the promised land, but those unfortunate people hungered after husbandry. So they were told to go down to a town where they would get the desired things. Footnote 103. The word qatl, besides its primary sense of actual killing, means to attempt or intend to kill, to beat, to curse, to have nothing to do with, and to neutralize the blighting influence of a thing. And the expression يَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ does not signify that the Israelites actually slew the prophets, because up to the time of Moses, no prophet is known to have been slain by them. As a matter of fact, Moses was the first prophet who was sent to the Israelites as a nation. He and his brother, Aaron, are the only persons to whom these words can be applied. But obviously, they were not killed by the Israelites, although they were sometimes bent upon killing them. Exodus 17, verse 4. Hence the word qatl in the verse cannot possibly mean actual killing. It only means that they severely opposed the prophets and would have killed them if they could. See also chapter 3, verse 22 and chapter 40, verse 29.